One more body was recovered overnight from the condominium that collapsed outside the U.S. city of Miami, Florida. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava confirmed the recovery, which brings the death toll to 10. She said Monday that a further 151 people who may have been in the building remain unaccounted for. Andy Alvarez is a deputy incident commander with Miami-Dade Fire Rescue. He tells ABC's Good Morning America that more than 80 rescuers at a time are breaching the collapsed walls and tunneling underneath. He says they've found voids where there's a chance that people might have survived. German Chancellor Angela Merkel Monday continued to make the case that a face-to-face summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin is necessary. She says the summit is the best way to address regional issues with him. This comes a day after other European leaders rejected her proposal for such a meeting. Chancellor Merkel, along with French President Emmanuel Macron, proposed the summit idea during a European Union meeting in Brussels. Eastern European leaders say such a meeting would reward Putin for recent aggressive Russian behavior, such as cyber attacks or the deployment of troops on the border with Ukraine. The EU leaders instead agreed to establish guidelines and conditions for a future summit. The U.S. Supreme Court declined to reconsider a major transgender rights case on Monday. The court said it would let stand a lower court ruling that a state of Virginia school district acted unlawfully by refusing to let a transgender male use a bathroom at his high school in accord with his gender identity. This is VOA News. The interim administration in Ethiopia's Tigray region is asking the federal